Welcome to the first edition of Kristen's Corner, a podcast that we will be recording with Senator Kristen Phillips Hill to update constituents on issues of concern locally and on the state level. Senator, when you are working in the district, what is the number one issue that folks back home seem to be most concerned about at this time?
One of the top issues that I hear about from the constituents in the 28th Senatorial District is the need for school property tax elimination. It's very important, and I agree, it must be addressed. One of my very first actions as the new state senator in the 28th District was to join with six other senators, three Republicans and three Democrats, from all across the Commonwealth to sponsor legislation that would eliminate school property taxes in Pennsylvania. So, not only is it important for this to be a bipartisan effort here in the Senate, but it's important that we bridge the gap between the House and the Senate. In the past, a measure would get passed in the House or in the Senate, but could never get finished on the other side of the building. So we've also been meeting across the rotunda with House members working on this very important issue. Here in the Senate, the legislation, Senate Bill 76, has been introduced, and it should be available for everyone to read shortly online. Over in the House, there's legislation that will be introduced soon. Representative Frank Ryan is the prime sponsor of that bill. So, as you know, in order for a bill to become a law, it needs 26 votes in the Senate, 102 votes in the House, and the signature of the governor, and it will become law. And that's what we're working to accomplish. So I just want to say to everyone, I really appreciate hearing from them about the issues that are of great concern to them. I can do this job much better when I know what their needs and their concerns are. So we're working hard to make sure that we address our property tax challenges with school property tax elimination legislation. And I look forward to continuing to hear from folks so that we can get to work for the people of the 28th.
Senator, there seems to be some confusion regarding where the governor stands regarding property tax elimination. What are you hearing?
I think it's interesting that the governor did not make any mention of property tax elimination when he made his budget address on February 5th. Previously, in 2015, the governor addressed the issue when the actual proposal made it to the legislature. For every dollar in property tax reduction, there was a commensurate $1.32 increase in other taxes. And the legislature said, no, that's not acceptable. The Senate then went on to pass Senate Bill 76, and the governor sent the lieutenant governor in to cast the deciding vote against the bill. And since then, we've really not heard anything from the governor. But certainly, if we are to get this legislation signed into law, and I believe it is imperative, we will need to have the governor's signature to make that happen. So conversations will need to take place, and hopefully the governor continues to have a commitment to addressing the school property tax concerns of the residents of Pennsylvania.
Senator, are you optimistic that the General Assembly can reach a consensus in the near future on the property tax issue?
Well, I remain cautiously optimistic. And this is an issue that has a very long history in the General Assembly. It's been over 15 years that legislators, many who came before me, have attempted to fix this problem. So I will remain cautiously optimistic, but I will work very, very hard. And as I've always said, you have to work like it depends on you, pray like it depends on God, and hopefully we will get that bill onto the governor's desk and signed into law.
Thank you, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. Join us again next time for another edition of Kristen's Corner.